Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous!
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Completed 3, 2, 1. Ignition.
Get ready for an adventure of magnificent proportion.
I don't know what you've been told, but we're in a golden age. So many discoveries that are jumping off the page. While we're
excited to be here at the zoo, Reg. So, where do you think we should go first? We could visit the lion den that's over there. Or, let's see. Oh, there's a giraffe zone. Maybe Tigerland? Avian World? Reggie, we were just there last time. Oh, I think I know why you want to go to Avian World. You just want to see that colorful toucan you've been texting with lately. Okay, Reg, come on. Avian World it is.
Isn't this fun, Guy Raz?
Uh-huh.
Is that Guy Raz and Dennis?
Just you and me having a day at the zoo together.
Dennis, you followed me here.
So?
Hey, Garozzi! Dennis! Over here!
Oh, hey, Mindy. Hey, Reggie.
What are you two doing at the zoo? Are you two having a side adventure without me?
Yep. What? No, no. We're not having a side adventure.
Because for a second there, I thought...
I want to go on a side adventure.
No, I told you, Dennis. You followed me here. I'm just here to get a photo of the African elephant in the safari zone.
Oh, right. For your photo challenge thing or whatever.
Wait. Photo challenge?
Yeah, I got this new camera last week, and I've been putting it to use with this online photo challenge.
Ooh, a new camera? Fancy. Show me, show me, show me, show me, show me, show me, show me.
Stop, I'll show you. Let me just get it out of the case here.
So shiny.
Yeah, so shiny.
So have you taken any pictures yet? What's on it?
Well, let me show you what I've photographed so far. So this is a photo of our street.
Ooh.
Here's one of a cloud that looks like a manatee.
Wow, it really does.
Oh, and here's... wait a minute. Dennis?
What?
Did you use my camera to take a selfie?
No. I mean, yeah. What? You said you needed to photograph something beautiful and majestic.
And you thought that thing would be you?
Of course I did.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's actually the reason why we're here, Mindy. The last photo I need to take for my photo challenge is to get a photo of something beautiful and majestic.
And so you came to find me? Guy Raz?
What? No, Mindy. I'm here to take a photo of the elephants, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, Guy Raz, I don't know how to break this to you, but...
What? What is it, Mindy?
Well, the safari zone where the elephants live is closed today.
Safari zone is closed?
Yeah, I think they're building a new water slide for the hippos or something. I don't know.
Oh, man. What am I going to do now, Mindy?
I've got an idea, Guy Raz.
Mindy, I can't take a photo of you.
I'm not talking about me, Guy Raz. I know where we can find some elephants.
You do?
Yeah.
Where?
Greenland.
Oh, Greenland. What's Greenland? Like an amusement park or something?
What? No, Dennis, it's a country. country.
Oh, a country that's only 500 miles from the North Pole.
That's the one. A country full of lush forests, sandy beaches, and most importantly, incredible wildlife, including elephants.
Hang on. Are we thinking about the same Greenland, Mindy?
The one owned by Denmark?
Yeah, the country that is two-thirds above the Arctic Circle.
Huh. So, not an amusement park, then.
I thought we were gonna go see elephants, Mindy.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Well, Greenland definitely doesn't sound like the kind of place an elephant would live or even want to live.
Oh, yeah. There are no elephants in Greenland now.
But
there used to be.
What do you mean?
Well, I was just reading about these scientists who were able to take some DNA from permafrost in Greenland.
What? DNA extracted from some permafrost in Greenland?
Yeah. And it turns out about 200 million years ago, Greenland was bursting with life. Deer, crabs, trees, and most importantly, elephants.
Wow, really?
Really. Oh, come on, Reg. You can see that toucan whenever you want. Guy Raz needs our help for his photo challenge.
Yeah, Reggie. Wait, what toucan?
What do you say, Guy Razzy? Quick trip back in time to 2 million years ago? Anything for a photo challenge?
Anything for a photo challenge.
Hooray! Anything for a photo challenge!
Oh, no, Dennis, not you.
I'll be Guy Raz's chief assistant camera carrier. Now, if you could just please give me...
Dennis, don't touch my camera!
Don't worry, Guy. Mother says I'm a very good carrier. I have the steadiest hands this side of the... Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
Dennis!
Nothing to worry about.
Let's just go with it, Guy Raz. Come on, everyone. I've got the WOW machine parked right outside.
Andy, wait for me!
Okay. All right, come on, everyone. Hop inside.
All right.
What's this do?
Self-destruct in 5.
Dennis, stop touching everything.
Okay. See here? Gotta plug in some coordinates here. Greenland, Cap Copenhagen, 2 million years ago.
Cap Copenhagen?
Oh, yeah. That's where the scientists got their permafrost DNA samples from.
Mindy, you keep saying that word.
What word?
Permafrost. What is permafrost?
Oh, well, it's basically frozen dirt.
Yeah, the technical definition is that it's Earth that's been completely frozen for more than 2 years.
Yeah, so permafrost means permanent frost.
Well, whatever it is, it sounds delicious. Think we could stop for one on the way?
What?
A permafrosty or whatever. I want one.
Dennis, were you listening to a word we just said?
Yes. I mean, no. No, I wasn't.
Let it go, Guy Raz. Come on, everyone. Let's get going. Everyone strapped in?
Well, I'm trying, Mindy, but I don't see any buckles for this licorice strap seatbelt.
And I ate mine.
Oh, yeah, right. Seatbelts. That's what I was supposed to put in last week. Whoopsie. Well, just hold on tight to something in here.
What?
Because here we go! Smooth landing.
Oh, Mindy, where do you keep your barf bags again?
Ooh, sorry, but I turned them all into paper hats months ago.
Here, Guy, just barf in here. Oh, wait, no, that's the camera bag. That was close.
Look, everyone, I think we're here. Come on, Guy Raz, get your camera ready and let's go find you a... frozen tundra?
Mindy... the lush forest full of wildlife you promised?
Yeah, it just looks like a desert. Ooh, there! A really cold, snowy desert. I'm going back inside.
I don't understand. I mean, I put in the right location. Oh, good idea, Reg. Let me just check the Plex capacitor again. You and Guy Raz wait here.
Okay.
Run.
It sure is chilly out here, Reggie. Look at all that snow as far as the eye can see.
Run. Okay, everyone. Problem solved.
Well, what was the problem, Mindy?
Well, it turns out we only traveled through space, not time.
Meaning
that we made it to Greenland, but this is modern-day Greenland and not the Greenland of 2 million years ago.
I see. So you mean to tell me that this frozen tundra that we're looking at is going to somehow transform into a lush, animal-filled utopia if we just go back 2 million years?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Guy Raz. Come on, hop back in. There's no time to lose.
Okay, Mindy, but it's hard to imagine a place like this ever being warm.
Don't underestimate the power of geological time, Guy Raz. A lot can happen in 2 million years.
We'll see about that.
Okay, everyone strapped in?
No!
Once again, no seatbelts.
Okay, plugging in the coordinates here. 2 million years ago.
I hate my straps!
Greenland.
Ready.
And
here
ready.
We
ready. Go!
That was a little rougher than last time, Mindy.
Yeah, probably because there's less snow.
Here's hoping.
All right, let me just check to make sure that everything is A-okay. Yep, and yep. 2 million years in the past and a balmy 50 degrees Fahrenheit.
Or 10 degrees Celsius.
That's still pretty chilly, Mindy. Not exactly balmy.
Yeah, but remember how cold it was just a few minutes ago when we were in present-day Greenland? It was like negative 40 degrees Fahrenheit. So by comparison, this place is positively boiling.
Huh.
And remember, Greenland is only about 500 miles from the North Pole. And look at this. It's like jacket weather outside.
Good thing I brought my bikini.
I don't know if it's that warm, Dennis, but it is pretty amazing what a difference in temperature 2 million years can make.
And you think that's amazing? Check this out.
Oh, wow.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Mindy, are you sure we're still in Greenland?
Yep.
The same Greenland we were in before with that barren tundra?
Yeah, I told you, 2 million years is a long time.
I know, but this is incredible, Mindy. It's so green.
Yeah, Greenland.
And you're sure there's elephants here? Mindy?
Okay, it's time to come clean.
Mindy, there are elephants here, right?
Technically, no.
What? Mindy, that was the whole point of us coming all the way out here, for me to get a photo of an elephant.
Okay, I can explain. Now, while there are no elephants here, there are mastodons.
Good question, Reggie. Hey, Mindy, what exactly is a mastodon?
A mastodon is a very close relative of the African elephant that used to live in North America thousands of years ago.
Wow!
Okay, and they're still beautiful?
Oh, yeah, so beautiful.
And majestic?
So majestic.
Hmm.
They're basically exactly the same as elephants, Guy Raz, just a little hairier.
Okay, Mindy, I'm sold.
Great. Now let's go find you a mastodon. Follow me, everyone.
Wow, this place really is bursting with life, Mindy.
Yeah, I told you it would be.
Does anyone have any mosquito spray? I keep getting... Ow! bitten.
Sorry, Dennis. I left all the mosquito spray at home.
So, Mindy, you said you found out about this place from some ice sample?
Close. A group of researchers found some DNA samples in a permafrost sample.
Which is sort of like an ice sample, but also has dirt and other things mixed in there, right?
Exactly.
And they were able to tell from that block of permafrost that all of this was here, all of these trees and birds and stuff?
Yeah, even the mastodons that we're looking for right now. All of that information was located inside that permafrost.
Even though the permafrost was 2 million years old?
Yeah, pretty bonkerballs, huh? Turns out that permafrost sample was jam-packed full of a bunch of DNA.
And DNA is sort of like the instruction manual that lives inside every living thing.
Exactoritos. Now, if I were to get a DNA sample from you and run it through the same machines that these researchers used, it would tell me that you were a human being.
Right. But if they took DNA from Reggie, it would say that he was a pigeon.
And what if they took a DNA sample from me?
I'm not exactly certain what species you are, Dennis.
Yeah, my money's on dog.
So they found DNA in that 2 million-year-old permafrost sample?
You know it. In fact, they found DNA from 135 different species.
And I would imagine that they then put that DNA through their machines to figure out who each DNA sample belonged to.
Yeah.
That's incredible, Mindy. I didn't think DNA could last for that long.
Yeah, and you're not the only one. It even surprised the scientists. The last oldest DNA sample collected was from a mammoth bone, but it was only about 1 million years old.
So this DNA is pretty much twice as old as the previous record holder?
Yeah, pretty nuts, huh?
I'll say.
Oh, you're right, Reggie. Now I want nuts, too. Did anyone bring any trail mix?
Nobody has trail mix, Dennis.
Ah, nuts.
Hey, Mindy, check it out. It looks like Reggie's made a friend.
Oh, yeah, look at that guy, Roz. He's so cute with his big floppy ears. I just want to eat him up. Just gonna squish his little face and boop his nose.
Is that a rabbit, Mindy?
That bunny is actually an Arctic hare, which is basically a big rabbit.
How do you know?
Well, it was one of the animals they identified in those DNA samples that they found in the permafrost.
Wow, what else was in there?
Well, there was a lot of birch tree DNA.
Which I'm guessing was the result of this forest we're standing in right now.
You know it. And there was some caribou DNA in there.
Which I believe is just another name for reindeer.
And of course, there was the one and only...
Mindy?
Mastodon!
Hey, Guy Razzy?
I can't wait to snap a photo of one, Mindy, and complete my photo challenge!
I'm excited for you too, buddy!
Mindy!
So, what are we looking for?
Well, the mastodon was about the same size as an African elephant, and it had a great big hairy trunk that goes... great impression of a mastodon, Guy Raz.
Mindy, that wasn't me.
So that was Reggie? Dennis?
No, wasn't me.
Uh-oh. Mastodon!
Oh, cut me off!
Run. Dennis, give me Guy Raz's camera!
What?
Trust me!
Okay, fine! There!
Thank you! Okay, everyone, quick, look at the camera.
Mindy, this is not the time.
Yeah, Mindy, this is not the time. But make sure you get my good side.
All right, everyone, say Greenland! Got it.
Yes, thanks, Mindy.
Yeah, no problem, Guy Razzy. Oh, wait, Dennis blinked.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's fine.
No. Gotta take it again. Come on, everyone.
Mindy.
Everyone say, oh, no, a mastodon's about to catch us.
Mindy.
Oh, no, a mastodon is about to catch us.
Man, blinked again. One more time.
Wow in the World will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! as you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd. But we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to the show.
Wow in the world.
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Darcy. I live in Georgia. And my Wow in the World is that Arctic foxes have fur that changes color to help them blend in with their surroundings in different seasons. Say hi to Grandma G-Force.
Did somebody call my name?
Thomas Fingerling and Dennis.
Who, me?
Hi there.
Bye.
My name's Ben. I live in Ohio. My Wow in the World is that cows eat their food and then they spit it up and eat it again. Say hi to Reggie for me. Bye.
Hello, my name is Fiona. I live in Washington, D.C. And my Wow in the World is that adults have 206 bones and kids have 300 bones. Say hi to Reggie, Guy Raz, and Minnie for me. Bye.
Hi, Minnie and Guy Raz. My name is Annabelle, and I'm from Seattle. My Wow in the World is that emperor penguins have 100 feathers per square inch on their bodies. Say hi to Dennis. I know you're static, man, Dennis.
What? No, I'm not static, man.
Bye.
Hello, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Cormac, and I live in Boise, Idaho. And my Wow in the World is that there's a new species of peacock spider in South Australia. And the name of the species is Sparkle Muffin. And can Grandma G-Force say hi to my mom?
Well, buongiorno!
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Ellie. I live in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. My Wow in the World is that some plants don't have roots.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. I'm Gigi. I live in New York, and I am 7 years old. My Wow in the World is that sharks have been around longer than dinosaurs. Love your show. Say hi to Dennis for me.
Hi!
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Edie, and I'm from Lewiston, Maine. My Wow in the World is that tarantulas taste with their feet. Imagine if we tasted with our feet. Stinky. Say hi to Grandma G-Force for me.
Booyah!
Thomas Fingerling.
Gnarly.
Dennis.
Howdy.
Reggie.
Woo!
And Static Man. Dun, dun, dun. Bye.
End of messages.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Wow in the World is written by Mindy Thomas and Tom Van Kalken with help from me, Guy Raz.
Original sound design and music editing is done by Tyler Thole with help from our supervising producer, Jed Anderson. You can also hear Jed Anderson in the voices of Dennis, Thomas Fingerling, Reggie, and many of the other silly characters you hear on our show.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight as our fact checker, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the Wow at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by 3-time Grammy nominees, The Pop-Ups. Find them at thepopups.com.
Special thanks to Steph Sosa, Henry Moskal, Ruth Morrison, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, Sana Ali Mohammed, Anna Zagorski, and all of the other tinkerers at Tinkercast HQ.
To keep the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can learn more about becoming an official member of the World Organization of Wowzers. Learn about upcoming events, shop our WOW shop, find our best-selling books, and learn about all of our other amazing podcasts from Tinkercast.
Grown-ups, you can follow WOW in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WOW in the World. And our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And if you're a kid with a big WOW to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of our show or an upcoming episode of Two What's and a WOW.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time,
keep on WOWing!
WOW in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.
Thanks for sticking around after the show. And now it's time for a special sneak peek at Tinkercast and Wondery's brand new podcast, Once Upon a Beat. You can listen to the first 6 episodes right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts. New episodes will be available everywhere starting May 1st.
What's up, what's up? I'm your fairy godfather of hip-hop, DJ Fuge. And over here is my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch. You ever think some of those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Well, we are over here digging through some crates of stories and tracks to bring you a fresh spin on the classics on our new podcast for kids and families, Once Upon a Beat. This is Once Upon a Beat.
It's time to take it back.
It's DJ Fuge.
Baby Scratch.
Remix the classic stories retold. Mystery and magic adventures unfold. Once Upon a Beat tells tales as old as time, but with brand new rhymes. And these classic tales all have a twist. We add some new beats and they get a remix. Rapunzel's got curly hair with a mind of its own. And Aladdin's got a genie trapped in his phone.
We used to do lamps, but now we better tech.
We got a little country mouse who couldn't be cuter. John Henry rap battles a hip-hop computer.
I searched for the worst rapper in my whole database and came up with this picture. Wow, that's your face.
The tortoise is working. The hare's taking selfies. And we got a whole pack of wolves just trying to be healthy.
Who wants roasted rutabaga?
Goldilocks got a voice that could rock the whole nation. And our big bad wolf is so busy, he needs a vacation.
I quit.
When classic tales and hip-hop meet, it's a whole new story. It's Once Upon a Beat. From Wondery and Tinkercast, creators of Whose Amazing Life and WOW in the World, comes Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on May 1st, or you can binge the first 6 episodes early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting on April 10th. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat!